Well, I think we'll begin. We've got a quorum, so I'll call the order the Friday, July 6th commission conference call. It is now 8:31. We have Commissioners Wecker, Nuvia, Carpenter, Keeney, Mankin, Perry, and Smith with us. And Joe Storr, Assistant Director, is on board as well. Is there anybody else there, Joe?
Yeah, Commissioner, I have Chief Bjork with me, Darren Fidel, Joanna Idy, and Carol Turcott all here in the Director's Office.
Okay. With that, we'll begin with our first item, which is the public record rules update. This is an adoption process. And Joanna, are you going to lead us through this?
Yes, I will. Thank you very much. Members of the Commission, good morning. I'm here to request action on the public records rules update package. And as a refresher, these rules are part of the ongoing WAC overhaul project, and they're needed to update the Department of Fish and Wildlife's public records rules to meet statutory requirements under Chapter 3256. The rules address the policies and procedures surrounding requests for disclosing public records. I briefed the Commission on the contents of this package, and a public hearing was held during the June 1st, 2012 Commission meeting. At that time, the Commission requested some clarifying modifications to two WAC sections, and those changes were incorporated into this package, and they are as follows. The first is in WAC 2208020. We added Fish and Wildlife Commission to the definition of department. And in WAC 2208060, we added a qualifier that states that a person must supply his or her email address in a public records request only if the requester has an email address. And so that's pretty much the basics of the package. Otherwise, as I noted during the briefing, these really follow the model rules of the Attorney General's Office and also the Public Records Act. And if you have any questions, Carol Turcott is also here that can answer those for you, or I'm here as well. So thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Questions from the Commission?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. That kind of cut out really quick.
I asked if there's any Commission has any questions for you.
Thank you.
Hearing no questions, do I have a motion?
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Wecker.
I move to adopt the changes in WAC 2208020.
There's a lot of breaking up. Are other folks getting it?
Yes, that's pretty good.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll start again. Yeah, I think this line is not great, but I'll try again. I move to adopt the changes in WAC 2208010, 2208020, 2208030, 2208040, 2208050, 2208060, 2208080, 2208090, 2208100, 2208110, and the repeal of WAC 2208070, 2208130, 2208140, 2208150, 2312800, 2312804, 2312807, 2312810, 2312813, 2312814, 2312820, 2312824 as proposed.
I would second that.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Smith. Any discussion? I think think I'll try to reread those just because there was a number of breakups there just to make sure they're on the record clearly.
Mr. Vice Chair, I'm on my cell phone and I'm on the ferry boat. Perhaps that's the problem. Shall I hang up?
I think it might be Miranda's phone. I'm not sure that's what it sounds like.
Hello?
I think you're all right, Connie.
Okay. Hello?
Miranda, can you switch phones?
Yeah, let me switch phones, but you should reread it for the record.
Right. Okay. I move to, the motion is to move to adopt the changes to WAC 220-80-010, 220-80-020, 220-80-030, 220-80-040, 220-80-050, 220-80-060, 220-80-080, 220-80-090, 220-80-100, and 220-80-110, and repeal the WAC 220-80-070, 220-80-120, 220-80-130, 220-80-140, 220-80-150, 232-12-800, 232-12-804, 232-12-807, 232-12-810, 232-12-813, 232-12-814, 232-12-820, 232-12-824 as proposed. All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed, say no. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.